Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. I'm a wealthy entrepreneur who lives in Paris and takes a vacation every month. I'm a wealthy entrepreneur who lives in Paris and takes a vacation every month. I'm a wealthy entrepreneur who lives in Paris and takes a vacation every month. Now, depending on how old you are, you might have given your computer a little thump just then, thinking perhaps the podcast was skipping like a broken record, or even a CD. I'm certainly old enough to remember how both of those formats were prone to occasional problems. But your computer's fine. I was just reciting my latest affirmation. What is an affirmation? An affirmation is a mantra that you repeat to yourself over and over, much like a broken record, either out loud or in your head. And what you say to yourself is basically something that you want to be true. The idea is that when you say it enough, it becomes your reality. And keep in mind, we're not talking about anything that's woo-woo, spiritual, or religious, or anything like that. The way affirmations work is very simple and scientific. They rewire your brain. Our thoughts follow neural pathways, as I talked about in episode 2, and sometimes those thought patterns are negative. But by repeating your affirmations day in and day out, you can actually reprogram those neural pathways. It may seem like magic, but it's not. Affirmations also serve to align the desires of your mind with the desires of your higher self, much like the attraction method that we commit to doing on Wednesdays. And for bringing our intentions into reality, this alignment is very important. But in the end, it doesn't matter how the affirmations work, just that they work. And so many people have reported success using affirmations. At first, when you come up with your affirmations, it may feel strange reciting them, because you may not believe them. You might have kind of a, yes I am, no you're not, battle going on in your head. But the trick is to keep doing it anyway. Now, there are no hard and fast rules about how many times you need to recite them or when you need to recite them, but I think a good rule of thumb is to recite them enough that you start truly believing them after a while. And when do you do this? Just whenever you have a few minutes to spare. Here are some examples of affirmations that might help you get started. Money is energy and flows to me easily. I am happy and find fulfillment in my daily life, my relationships with others, and my career. I have a healthy body and work hard to keep it that way. I love to write, I write every day, and my work reflects my passion. And of course, you can and should come up with some of your own, because you can tailor them to what's going on in your life, which makes them even more powerful. And that way, you'll be more inclined to believe them. And feel free to reword mine, if you'd like. Just remember, much like your grand visions, you want to phrase your affirmations as though they've already come true and are happening in the present. Also, phrase them positively, focusing on what you want, not on what you don't want. For example, instead of saying, I refuse to be sick, or disease cannot live in my body, you would phrase it as I did. I have a healthy body. So let's hear a few of the affirmations you've come up with. Head over to the discussion forum for this very topic at dreamplaywright.com/forum/affirmations. dreamplaywright.com/forum/affirmations. And share some of them with us. We can all benefit from each other's knowledge, ideas, and wisdom. And the more voices, the better. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.